Welcome everyone to episode 34 of Good Friends and Fez.
That's right, your normal host Steven is back this week. Thanks guys for giving me those friendly jabs in the last episode.
You're welcome.
You
were not missed.
No foul done. I did not take that to heart. Anyway, I'm here with Leroy and Lee. Let's get on with the show, shall we? No, I'm Steven.
I'm Lee.
I'm Leroy.
I'm Lexican.
And I'm Fez.
And let's
General Chit-chat!
I was going to say, let's kick it off with some general chit-chat.
Well, I just said it more eloquently. So get this. I was at the footy last night, Australian rules football for those playing at home, and we're on the hill, which is like, you know, the big grassed area where you stand and drink and watch it. And there was the biggest fist fight I've seen in a long time. Yes. It was completely separated the hill. It was mental. I'm talking like 10-on-10 dudes punching the living fuck out of each other.
Were they all wearing like matching uniforms? Like a real gang fight?
No. It was like, you know.
Picturing
like
the Warriors?
Yeah. They were the Bombers. The AC Turnbulls.
Versus the guys with the baseball bats.
Yeah. Just like the Australian version, like, was I come out play?
It was very choreographed. Went for 87 minutes. It was a massive fight. And I always seem to get the back spray of whatever is being thrown or emitted from the fight. Yeah. Because the way it started was there was a group next to us and they were mixed supporters, like, you know, kangaroo supporters, crow supporters.
Yeah.
And they were very drunk and rowdy and just carrying on.
Sure.
And one of them threw a bit of hot dog up in the air for his mate to catch in his mouth. And whilst he was trying to do that, he tripped over and like accidentally spilled a little bit of beer out of some guy's hand, all right? So as he's lying on the ground trying to get up, this guy tips the rest of his beer just on this guy's head.
Oh,
terrible. And he's just like, yeah, serves you right.
Oh.
And so there's a little bit of push and shove. It gets worse. There's a little bit of push and shove. Nothing, you know, just a whole bunch of like chest puffing and nothing serious. Nothing serious. But,
well, there was a beer spill.
That's serious. But it gets worse. It gets worse.
That's what I'm wincing at. I'm like, oh, that's a waste of beer.
Wow. Then what happened is
pause for a McDonald's drink.
Yeah, pause for a McDonald's drink. So this happens. And one of the girlfriends of the dude who'd fallen over was just it's always the girl that starts it. But she goes like, she just says to this guy, like, oh, you're an idiot, mate, as if you did that or something like that. And in which this guy's mate threw his entire pint in her face.
No!
Two beers were wasted. And that was literally just a switch for fucking game on. And literally, it was 10-on-10. Just like, within, before you could even react, this dude had four guys just punching him in the face. And then his friends came in. And then his friends came in. And it was like 10-on-10. Like, spot fires everywhere.
Holy shit. Cops broke it up?
Well, that's the thing. It was so dense. You know, there was 47,000 people there. So,
yeah.
Like, by the time it had kind of, well, yeah, security came. But it was just that spread out that it was just ridiculous. Huge.
Wow.
And like 50% of the beer went on me. It was really annoying. I remember being in a club once and like this dude had his nose splattered like by a punch and his blood went on me. Same thing. I just stand there and always get liquids that I'm like, it'll be semen one day.
So, yeah, in Thailand you'll see a show and you'll be like, oh, not me.
There'll be a fist fight and a ping pong show. Yeah. And all these ping pong balls will just go hurling towards my face.
Yeah.
But that was it. It was epic.
Yeah, right.
Good old-fashioned dust-up. Good thing. No kicking, though. It was just a good 1950s punch-up, which I think is good.
Any video?
Well, that's interesting, yeah, because we were talking to, like, the dude who got the beer spilled on him, because he didn't get kicked out. It was really interesting, because he ran in there and threw a couple of punches. And then, you know, like, all the cops come and take everyone, and he's still there. And so he's there for, like, another quarter, and he's just still drinking and talking to us. And then half an hour later, security guard just comes out of nowhere and is like, oh, yeah, and you. And grabs this guy. So he thought he got away scot-free, but no, CCTV.
Yeah, right. Mm. Oh, that's cool, man. Mm. Except for the beer spillage. That won't hurt me.
Exactly. I mean,
that makes any grumble.
Two noise. Innocent beers that could have been drunk were just thrown
away. What type of beers? Tell me they were light beers at least.
Oh, they were hard super dry.
Nah.
Yeah, but at the footy, that's a good $8. Just gone down the drain.
Oh, shit, yeah.
That's true.
That's a lot of fun.
Oh, they're $8 each, so 16.
Yeah.
$16.
$16 worth of beer thrown in people's faces.
Jeez, sweet 16.
Yeah. Sweet 16.
Seriously, though, girls need to stay out of it sometimes.
Yeah, but, like, well, more than, like, it depends on this girl. Who the fuck throws a full pint of beer in a girl's face?
That's crazy.
For just calling you an idiot for being an idiot.
That's crazy.
I mean,
well, like, idiots, most idiots do. Yeah, that. Yeah, I don't know. Idiots.
She was on the money.
It was just, yeah.
Oh,
wow.
I always hate it when a girl jumps in a fight and two guys are throwing blows and a chick jumps in the middle and goes, like, oh, no, break it up, break it up. I'm like, you're going to cop something to the face. Get out of it.
Yeah. Jump in face first.
Stop it!
Wow. All right. Well, dude, that is way more manly than the football that I watched. So I went to go and see the football. The football.
So cute.
The football. So as most people are aware, the World Cup is on at the moment. And it's not at the most convenient time for us over here in Aussie land. But I rocked up at 4 a.m. to Victoria Square to watch it on the big screen there. And I was pretty sleep deprived. And I realized quickly that I'm very vulnerable when sleep deprived. I was just standing there getting a coffee and I was speaking to some girl, just a random chick. And all of a sudden, I've got Netherlands flags on my face. Apparently, I just sit there and take shit to the face when sleep deprived. So that was good. So then I was now following the Netherlands, which worked out well because I got 5-1. You beauty my team.
Your team. No connection to it whatsoever.
Dude, my face said it all. But also, we were there. And there were these the way it worked is just, they had chairs there, but some people brought out fold-outs and stuff as well. People came actually prepared. I didn't. But some people came and go, like, that's a sweet chair. Well played. Anyway, so they set up the chairs and they had to go off and do something. These two guys did. And they're like, can you watch our chairs and make sure nobody sits on them? There were about 8 people there at the time. Nobody was going to sell their chairs. So like, yeah, whatever, dude. No one would anyway. Like, who sees a fold-out chair? It's clearly somebody's. I'll sit on that. But then there's this chick behind us and she's like, oh, you know what would be really funny? If we sat on those chairs and just pretended like we didn't care, I was like, that won't actually be that funny.
Yeah, that's incredibly lame.
Yeah.
Can we get her on the podcast?
And she's like, yeah, no, we should do it. We should do it. I was like, oh, no, we definitely shouldn't. You can. Anyway, somehow my sleep deprived stage convinces me. I'll sit there. I'm like, I hate this. I'm messaging my friends at the time, just like, this is the worst. Why am I sitting here with this lame joke? So then I'm just sitting there and like, and the chick's not interesting either.
No.
Like, she's dealt with a brick. She'll never listen to this podcast, so good.
Should have thrown a beer in her face.
That would hurt me more than it hurt her. Anyway, so eventually I was just like, I actually need to go to the toilet. So I just went and stood in like a porn loo for until about the time I thought those guys were
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
At 5 a.m. in the morning, I'm like, I came here to watch the game, but instead I'm avoiding this person because I do not think this joke is funny, and I do not want my name to it.
In a Portaloo as well, that's disgusting.
Oh, no, it was a brand new Portaloo.
Oh, okay. Like, spanking new.
Actually, it took me about 3 minutes to figure out how to turn the tap on those things. Almost, anyway, yeah, that's another story, it doesn't matter. So when I came out, these guys had come back, luckily. I saw that I was like... And she's like, oh, you should have done it. It was so funny. It was so funny. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, please leave me. And then I went to go sit with the chicks that I was there with. And I was just like, oh, so how did they take it? I'm like, they didn't care. It was lame as shit. Good times.
Oh, well, it would have just been like, oh, excuse me, you're sitting in my chair.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I am.
Yeah. No. No, but get it? Because you said, watch our chairs, and then we sat in them?
They probably wouldn't have even noticed. It's like, just if someone's like, oh, can you watch my chair? Yeah, I'll sit in it. Not as a joke, though.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you don't just stand on the back of the chair holding it.
Dude, it was worse than death. And then, so then the Netherlands game was on. There weren't many people there for that.
Mm.
Then the Australia game started, and they got packed out.
Yeah.
Because we were there for the early game, We were front and center. Like, we had the best sick. Seats.
Right.
But because I had Netherlands flags on my face, nobody thought I gave a shit about the Australian game, which made me self-conscious to get into it. Because people were like, dude, why are you cheering for Australia?
Yeah.
Like, calm down, Dutchie.
Go back to your country.
So, and they were like, and by this time, Channel 7 News and advertising stuff, they were taking pictures. Mm. So there is very possibly a picture out there of when Australia scored their one goal. Everyone gave up and cheering, and me sitting there, fucking straight face, with Dutch flags on my face. Just looking like I'm hating life. And unfortunately, the Chilean flag colours are the same as the Dutch flag colours. Different type of flag.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I just look like the worst dude ever. Anyway, so the World Cup's been good for me so far.
Yeah. You get to watch it, you'll be able to.
Anyone else see any other forms of football or do something else on the weekend?
No, not really.
Oh, Fez. You're exactly what I expect.
Shit.
What have you been up to, bud? I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, you're the namesake of the show.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm ass.
Well, but people want to know what Fez is doing in his life.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up, dude. All right, shall we kick it off with our segments then?
Yeah, let's do it. All
right, let's go with Pop. Popping them things in them popular things.
Crickets.
That's like what the hell was that?
It's like a pigeon. It was a pigeon. You need black thicker windows.
Anyway, so the point of this is I want people to get passionate. More passionate than Fez was in that previous chit chat segment.
Yeah.
About something that they think is overly popular. I want you to just pop a cap in it.
Yeah.
Like a verbal cap. Just pop a verbal cap in the ass.
Oh, verbal cap. Yeah. I was going to pop like
a literal 45 way lenses. Yeah. Stop branching that around. Told you not to bring it here anymore.
How do you get a license for it?
I just stole it.
No, it's a license.
Anyway, so yeah. So I want someone to say, it can be anything. I don't care if it's a food, a beverage, a TV show, Leroy, whatever you think is overly popular.
You said popular.
Yeah. Dude, Lupin News is fucking going off. Anyway, so I'll get it kicking to let you guys know where we're going with this. So, something that I think is well overrated is popcorn. It doesn't have to have the word pop in it, by the way. Just so I like to say pop. That should be evident from the intro to the segment.
Yep.
So popcorn is perhaps one of the worst snacks there is out there. You only ever eat it in a movie, and the only reason you eat it in the movie is because you're distracted about how shit the snack you are is. Nobody's just like, oh yeah, I'm just going out and having a picnic and chewing on some popcorn. You're bringing some chips, you're bringing a quality snack. It smells a lot better than it is, which always makes you disappointed. The smell of popcorn, I'll give you. The best thing
in the
Lovely. It's fucking amazing. Mm. Start to chew down on it. What is this salty shit that's getting stuck in my teeth? Okay. That doesn't smell like popcorn.
It smells like death. You know what's bad about popcorn is just how it gets stuck in the back of your throat?
Yeah, you end up hocking up in the cinema.
It's so dry.
It goes cold very quickly as well.
Yeah.
They should put a hot wheat bag in the middle of the popcorn.
I know.
To keep it warm.
And people will think, oh, like caramel popcorn's good. No, the caramel is good. The popcorn is just like applying the caramel.
You're covering something shit with something good to make it good.
No one, I don't think enough people hate on popcorn.
What about coloured popcorn?
Coloured popcorn, it's just sugar, bro.
Yeah, I know. It's just the same thing as caramel. It's really just sugar.
Yeah. If I had, like, coloured crisps, equally good. Probably better. Because it's a consistent... The issue with popcorn as well is sometimes you get those hard ones that didn't pop right, and you just, like, got that. You're trying to chew on that. You end up choking on it. It's a fucking hazard. Just shit snack. It smells good. But cologne smells good. I don't want to drink a bottle of it.
Yeah.
No.
It's easily thrown, so you go into a cinema and there's always popcorn in between your seat.
Yeah.
And it's awful.
Mm. That's true. Although on the positive popcorn, it's good to throw at people that are annoying you. Because it's such a shit snack.
It's insulting.
Yeah.
It's a new shoe throwing.
Yeah. Maybe that's what I do. I just walk around with a bag of popcorn in my pocket. People that offend me just throw popcorn in their face. You're not worth anything but popcorn. So yeah, popcorn is the thing that I think is overrated. You guys agree that popcorn is overrated?
Oh, it is. I don't buy it.
Yeah.
I'll have a handful of someone else's when it's freshly warm.
Yeah.
But a minute later, I won't have it.
Yeah. I can't eat a lot of it. Like, I'll have a couple, like, quirks just from someone else's. But if I start eating heaps, it just gets caught in my throat. And then you need a drink as well.
So it's so fucking big as well. Like, just give me a reasonable size. I don't need, I don't want to hold a garbage bag of corn.
Well, that tells you how shit it is.
Yeah, they can't. They're trying to get rid of it. Yeah. Bring it for a dollar. You can take the whole fucking machine. Just do it. Please.
Yeah, it is the worst, man. What do you think about popcorn, man?
It's overpriced.
It is overpriced.
Yeah.
It should be. They should be giving that shit away.
Is that... When you buy
you should pay me to eat that shit.
It's a lot.
I've never been like eating crisps. I mean, like, oh, I wish this was popcorn right now.
I kind of feel like it's an American thing. We're just like pushing real hard to try and pick up.
Yeah.
Like Halloween.
Yeah.
It's kind of stuck.
I think, yeah, just it's become so popular. I think the cinemas must have like stocks in popcorn.
Yeah.
Because nobody else buys that shit.
Support the corn.
Yeah. I don't know why. So I was like, I'll go to the cinema. Better get myself some popcorn because I'm at the cinema. It's like, well, America, no, I'll get a snack that I enjoy.
Yeah. Well, America grows a shitload of corn.
Dude.
So maybe that's why.
Yeah.
It's cheap. It was probably something that the, like, poor families ate during the Depression. And so they're like, oh, let's bring this back. And they made
But so popular. Was the potato. A potato's good.
Yeah, that's true.
Just get yourself a bucket of, like...
Raw potatoes.
Potatoes. Yeah. Well, I was going to say raw.
Just see a pot of boiled potatoes into a cinema.
Yeah. I would legit prefer cooked potato.
Or if like roast potatoes, you bring in a bucket.
Oh, that would be special. Like that.
And they're like a golden roast. On the outside. That'd be great. Hey.
I'd far prefer that. There isn't a snack that I dislike more than popcorn, actually. Who's got something else? Fez?
Yeah, well, mine's also a food as well, but it's sushi. It's sushi.
I thought you loved sushi.
Yeah.
Sushi does taste
you
good.
You always want to go to sushi train.
Yeah, oh, I don't ever want to always go. Want to go to sushi train.
Yeah, every that's time I see you.
That's not me.
It's 100% you.
That is so not me.
Anyway.
Anyway, alright, so sushi. And not, like, it tastes delicious, but...
Well, so far, this is the opposite to what I meant by the segment.
Oh, we hated it.
Because no, you said it's something that's just like an annoying trend. I mean...
No, it says overrated.
Oh, overrated. Oh, yeah, it's still overrated, yeah. Nah.
Fuck you, Fez.
Nah, it is overrated because it tastes good, but I mean overrated in the fact that a lot of people just like, oh, you know, they're all become some kind of like connoisseurs of sushi and that.
So you hate sushi connoisseurs, yeah. Not sushi.
So. Yeah, yes, that's, sorry, okay. That's yeah, what yeah. I meant. Yeah.
But sushi connoisseurs aren't overrated.
Yeah, you did. You're not gonna redeem yourself.
No, right? you don't get a second chance. It's talking about potatoes too long before Lexus. Save this shit.
Yeah. Well, hopefully I can save it. What I think is, I think people think it's popular at the moment, but it's those shoes called Crocs. I don't know if you guys
have seen that. They're popular.
This podcast was recorded in 1995.
This is the antithesis of popular, man.
Really? Like, I see them everywhere. Like, I see people all the time.
Where... Ages over six?
Yeah.
I see shops trying to sell them, but I never see people
who actually buy them. No.
I see them a couple of times, and, like, it scares the shit out of me. Like, grown men walking around in Crocs.
Yeah. Have you ever worn a Croc, though?
No, I'm never going to. I hate them.
They look disgusting, but I wonder how comfy they actually are. I'm almost scared to try them, and just like, these are so good.
Yeah.
Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
Just don't do it.
But, like, that's the thing. People who wear them, because I talked to people who wear them before, they said they're super comfy. So I guess they have that. But how? Because they're, like, hard molded plastic.
I don't think they're hard, though. It's like a soft plastic.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, I'm assuming so.
Shit, gotta get me some Crocs.
We're failing so far again this
segment. Literally.
One popular thing was basically got 2 billion hits, which is Gangnam Style.
Oh, yeah?
Why is it still popular?
I don't think it is still popular, is it?
It's got 2 billion hits.
Yeah, but most of those happened when it was popular.
Why is it still being watched? Is it someone basically replaying it? Is it Gangnam Psy basically watching the video over and over until it gets 2 billion hit or what?
Well, how high did it get up when it was popular?
It got up to a billion.
Okay, so there's been a billion since it was popular.
Yeah.
Don't know. That's a good question.
I mean, what's the big deal, Gangnam Style? I mean, have you watched the new video clip?
Hangover's terrible.
Yeah, that's awful.
But yeah. It's getting shitloads of likes as well.
Yeah, that's just because anything... Well, it has Snoop Dogg in it.
Hannah's got Science, like Science, Snoop Dogg could be the worst song ever. People are going to watch that shit.
Yeah. Mm. And like they put it on Reddit as well, front page, so generally get a shit ton of hits too.
But Psy, like, you got to love the dude though. He's like a big South Korean guy that likes to drink and insult women. Psy's dead.
Upstanding citizen.
Nah, but yeah, I don't know why Gangnam Style is still going strong. I guess people pull it out at parties and whatnot. And so many people set up playlists on YouTube and shit now. Maybe it's cranking it there.
Yeah. I mean, I reckon I watched it, I don't know, 10, 20 times just on YouTube, repeating it in its heyday. Because it was sick.
I only ever watched it once.
Yeah, I only watched
you just hear it everywhere.
Mm.
You know what, it will probably forever be played at weddings though. Because you know how like wedding DJs always have the most safe generic music you can have.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to have fucking Nutbush City Limits again.
Yeah, that's it.
Chances so, are that's in the playlist.
Grease Megamix every hour. No, I don't want it at all. Okay, so I'll play it 3 times. No, I don't want it at all.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Wow. I mean, that's my hate. There you go. Sorry to interrupt you. I was actually sitting here the whole time thinking, what actually really pisses me off? Fucking wedding DJs! They're overrated, because they always get hired!
Yeah.
I can do a better point on my fucking iPod.
That's a good point. People should stop hiring wedding DJs.
Yes.
I agree, my iPod on shuffle is better.
Yes!
Yeah, no shit. Like,
they don't even listen. I went to a friend's wedding, and specifically, she said, this is my day, alright, I put a lot of money into it. Do not play Grease Megamix. I don't want it. I'm paying for it.
DJs know that.
DJ, 10:30 on the dot, just Grease Megamix. Starts going again.
What was his face like? I don't give a fuck type of look?
He was just some like sleazy like 48-year-old man with a red tie and a black shirt.
Licking his lips?
Just like, oh yeah, all right, hit the dance floor. And you know, everyone pretends to like it and shit, but they don't. I do. The whole wedding is such a personalized thing. Like, you tailor everything for what you and your wife like. And then some fucking dickhead rocks up with 10 songs on her iPod.
This is the passion I wanted.
And just plays the same shit. It's like the Southern Cross tattoo. Everyone's got it. It's not original anymore.
Mm. That's overrated.
That's overrated.
You're too, I appreciate
everything.
That. Like, that makes up a fez of shit.
Yeah. it infuriates me. Oh, no, are you getting a DJ for your wedding?
Yeah, I was just going to pipe up.
All right. Alexis, are you telling them what songs they should play?
Well, please do.
Well, that's not how they work. Like, they have pretty much a set list, and you give them ideas of stuff that you want and, like, songs that we have to have at these points. But these guys basically have, like, their generic 80s and 90s and today and stuff.
That's so shit.
So our guys that we're hiring is called DJ Mobile Mike, and he's, like, a 45-year-old guy.
Plug for that dude.
Mobile Mike, all right.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the type of guy he's going to be.
Yeah.
What I had for mine was a live band.
Live bands, yeah.
Live bands, but then, yeah, they have set stuff, obviously, they can play as well.
Yeah.
You pick the band, basically, you find out what songs they play. Mm-hmm. Learn about it.
Oh, thanks.
What are you agreeing to?
No, I said, what would be better than having a band or the DJ?
Well, a band compared to DJ who plays the same shit every time we go to the band.
Yeah,
but whatever, DJ who's going to play some like tracks I like. Do you have the option of sending him music?
Yeah.
If you made a playlist,
how much can you send him?
I reckon it'll be like half of songs that we really want to have.
Why is that? If you're paying him, why can't he just play all of what you want? How does it affect him?
I don't know.
That's why they're such cockheads.
Yeah.
They can't get over their own ego. And they are just...
I almost hate these guys more than Popcorn. That's how...
Yeah.
Like Popcorn's still right up there, but...
Yeah.
And they're
Fight the
expensive.
Power. You can be the change and the revolution.
Make him play Fight the Power and then change the playlist.
Yeah.
That would be sick.
Anyway, if we could just have someone up there with like a laptop, like a family friend playing sick tracks, we would. But I don't think anyone would really want to do it.
All right, that was good by some of you guys.
Some of the team put in a good effort.
All right, so this so far has been classic Steelos. Let's get to some classic hypotheticals with my main man.
Would you rather?
Yeah, that's
yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, my segment is Would You Rather? Pretty much, yeah. As Steven said, it's a hypothetical, so I'll be giving you guys a bunch of hypotheticals, and you guys got to give me your answer and why.
About hypotheticals?
Yeah.
Just so I understand it's hypotheticals?
Yep.
Good.
All right, so the first one is...
Let's bring out the paper. Right.
Got the list.
Prepared. Just checking the price.
Don't do it under the table, man. Stop looking at your crotch.
Would you rather shit 10 litres of Farmers Union iced coffee or one... Little razor blade.
Oh, what?
10 liters of iced coffee without doubt. Does it? Is it pure iced coffee, or does it have like fecal matter mixed in?
Nah, but it's like, you know, you've had it all at once, 10 liters, and you just got to fucking.
Okay, it's got fecal matter mixed in, but still that.
Yeah.
So it's not like I could reuse and drink it though.
And that's not lying. Poo's kind of relieving, so it's a good feeling to get rid of the poo.
Is it gushing out? Is it like 10? How quick is it over? How quickly is 10 liters over?
If it does gush out, you do actually have.
You know, you should.
Yeah, it's like gonna gush out there. Yeah.
You should say 10 hours of shitting.
All right. No,
that's what the hypothetical was. You can't mention that now, bro.
Yeah.
Easily done. 10 liters.
Yeah, I'll do 10 liters.
All right, fair.
You'd be mentally ill.
Yeah.
Choose a rose.
Or sever my anus. Those were the options.
All right, number two. Would you rather? Would you rather watch your mum getting fucked by your dad?
Okay. Oh, Jesus.
Or having a double Dutch rudder with your brother. For those that don't know what a Dutch rudder is, it's when you're holding your dick and someone shakes your arm up and down. So, like, you're not, like, jacking them off, but...
All right. You're implicitly...
So a double Dutch is you grabbing your dick, like
yourself. Yeah, I understand. You're shaking each other. I understand.
You're shaking each other's hands.
It's like a circle jerk, but you're not actually touching the thing.
So you're watching your mum and dad having sex.
How intently am I watching?
Or
is it like just from my peripheral?
You're double Dutch riding with your brother.
I'll just watch.
Yeah.
My parents bang. It'd be like,
but you know, your dad is looking in, like, when he's doing it, your dad's looking at you.
You can't add that.
Yeah, but I still don't have to perform a sex way. I just have to view it.
Yeah, let's go watch.
The whole point of the Dutch rudder, though, is...
You know what? That would probably actually help me, because in the future, when I'm having sex, I would be able to last forever, because I would never come to that.
Just have a photo of it above your bed. Look at.
Alright.
Jesus.
Although I'd never enjoy sex again either, so there is that negative.
Alright, would you fuck Steve Buscemi?
I thought you were saying me.
Or get fucked by Brad Pitt?
I would fuck Steve Buscemi.
Yeah. I'll do the fucking.
Because he's the other way around anyway. I can imagine him, whoever he is.
I'd rather do the fucking.
I'm going to have to do the same. Yeah, I'd give it, not take it.
What would you do?
Yeah, what would you do to all three of these, actually? Quickly.
First one would have been the 10 litres.
Yeah.
Number two would have been the watching. And this one, Steve Buscemi.
Okay.
Would you rather have Yoko Ono take a shit on you or work as, like, a slave for a whole day?
Work as a slave for a whole day. What am I doing as a slave, though? What,
like,
type of...
picking cotton.
Oh, easily that.
Not good.
Yeah, a day. Quite nice, really.
A day.
To see what it's like.
Yeah, but you're like going to be in like pain, like as a slave for like a whole day. But this quick act of just Yoko Ono squatting over you and just taking it.
Yeah, I'll do that one. I'll get shat on.
You get shat on?
Mix it up. Yeah.
Nah. Good workout sesh, man. Picking some coffee.
It's one day. The reason why slaves are in pain is because I did that every day.
Yeah.
My whole lives. If you do it for one day, that's just volunteering.
It's almost like strawberry picking. Just like, this is great.
But yeah, for like Conservation Australia and shit, that's pretty much what you do with your time for a day.
Clean up. Also, I would have said Yoko Ono.
Yeah, but that's because you just want any form of action.
Oh, okay. I reckon that'd be a sweet story to tell everyone.
I got shat on by Yoko.
Yeah. Is she still alive?
Yeah.
So is it young?
Surely it's the current.
No, current, yeah.
It's, that would be a pretty runny and disgusting shit as well.
Leroy, what'd you say?
I'd say slave or die.
Yeah. That's fine, bro.
Yeah. And I don't know what I wrote for the fourth one, for the fifth one, so I don't have a fifth one.
Oh, good.
What do you mean don't know what you wrote? Let me have a look at it.
Because it's all really rushed and I just...
I reckon you do know.
No, serious, I do.
Well, they kind of look.
No.
Do you mind if I step on your toes and do a hypothetical?
Yeah.
That I'll see. All right. Okay, the hypothetical is, would you rather be with your dream girl for the rest of your life, whoever that may be, Charlize Theron, Mila Kunis, whoever you pick.
Yeah, yeah.
But she speaks like an absolute bogan, or be with an incredibly plain-looking girl, completely average in every single way, but she speaks beautifully and very eloquent for the rest of her life.
Can we do it? Like, what's the personalities like?
Is my personalities are the same.
Same.
It's just that, you know, the beautiful spoken woman would be like, oh, sure, could you please pass the sauce? Thank you very much, my darling. Whereas Mila Kunis with a bone would be like, pass fucking dead horse, cunt.
I was definitely going to go with Mila Kunis, and then you made that noise.
Oh, just a bone. You know when you hear those feral people at shopping centres? They're like, oh yeah, nah, fuck it, I want to do that.
I'm going to go plain girl, man.
Yeah?
I'm going to go plain girl.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking off-putting.
That would annoy me so much.
Yeah.
Like, I am hypersensitive.
I was kind of with you, but then the guy at work said a very good point of, well, if someone constantly spoke very beautifully and eloquently, that would get very annoying as well.
How beautifully and eloquently are they speaking? Are they like the queen, are they? I just imagine they're like a normal person.
No, but like everyone has little bouts of Bogan and stuff, but you know, you'd be at the football and they'd be like, oh, tremendous kick, Wilson, well done.
I can just see that. That gets on your nerves.
I think that's kind of hot.
I'm just picturing some, like, she's got an English accent or something and just held polite with this.
Yeah.
Mm.
But I'd probably go Miller.
I was thinking,
because I could, it would annoy me. But it's just, and the personalities are the same. They're still a nice person. They just speak terribly.
I know, but they speak so bad.
Yeah.
No, I would prefer, sex would be really bad.
Go on, get your dick stiff.
Whereas, ooh, jolly good.
You're giving me a proper ordering.
Yeah. I almost think that's kind of hot.
Yeah. Butter my crumpets, will
you? Alright, well, I'll go plain on this one. Leroy, where are you going to go?
Plain girl.
Plain girl?
I'll go Mila Kunis.
Yeah, I'm on with Lexus.
Fez. Split it.
I want to say plain.
Yeah.
Plain Jane.
Yeah. I'm saying gag.
Plain Jane or you're gonna gag.
We don't need to hear about your bedroom life, Leroy. Alright, that was good. Thanks for saving that, Chris. Leroy.
You're listening to Leroy's Loopy News. Now, speaking about Yoko Ono that Fez brought up, my Loopy News is somewhat similar. So, this elderly woman was so drunk in a buffet restaurant. She was kicked out because she put her cigarette into someone's drink.
Mm-hmm.
And just as she was about to get kicked out, she went to take a stool, put it up in the buffet table.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Took off her pants and did a number two.
Oh.
On the table.
Oh, shit. Everyone watched it was just puking.
Oh.
When did you finish?
How old was she?
52.
Great. Oh, 52.
Yeah.
Wow.
And this is because she was drunk. She was swinging out of a bottle of vodka when she went in.
Yeah.
And,
shit.
Jesus.
In such a situation, what would you have done, knowing that just as you want, as you know that she's gonna do this, would you have stopped there, or would you just get?
Hell no, I'll film it.
No, I'll just keep watching. I gotta see how this is.
I'd watch it. Like if no one else saw it, I'd just talk to the staff. Like you might want to have a look in your honey soy chicken.
There's a big steaming log in it.
No, I would just bailed.
Don't tell anyone.
Yeah. I don't want to deal with this shit.
What have you been? What's the worst thing you've done when you're so drunk?
Yeah. I'll just chuck something out. Last week we went to a house party and it was like a guy's brand new house that he just bought, and we were outside dancing, doing the stupid circle thing. And I sort of, I don't know, lost control of my own running around. I put my shoulder into his new fence. And the guy, like, saw it. And I could see him just, like, kind of upset that now there was a dent in his fence. So kind of shit about that.
Yeah. Understandably so.
Fence denter.
In general, messing people's up property is never good.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to say what's the worst thing I've done on this podcast.
Yeah. I'd say the worst one I've done was drank quite a bit. Then my friends drove me back. And on the way driving back, I couldn't control it anymore. I was sitting shotgun in his car.
Actually, inside, you didn't make it to the window?
No.
That's pretty bad.
I've done that before, bro. That's not even my top 10 worst things while I'm drunk.
Yeah. We used to, I think it's quite funny. It was probably very dangerous now looking back. But we used to, on the way home from a certain pub, there was the train tracks. And what we'd do was someone would climb to the very top of that boom gate. And then just violently shake it until it came down. And when they come down, it automatically sets off the ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
And so you do it and then piss bolt right behind a tree and watch like huge banks of cars just waiting for a train. Never going to come.
How do you climb a boom gate?
It was a nutter, that's why.
That's ridiculous.
You can leave things on the tracks as well.
You climb it like tree style and just hug it and just like...
And tracks have sensors as well, so people lay things along the tracks and the boom gates just stay down.
Yeah, yeah.
So people just can't get through that.
Wow.
Yeah.
But we used to do it like, because it was a Tuesday night thing that this pub had. So every Tuesday night at 3 a.m. in the morning, just ding, 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 ding. And run away. Yeah.
Does it reset at all? Or?
I think eventually, but it takes ages. It's like 10 minutes or so because you've like forced a boom gate down. It was just.
Oh, man.
Yeah, if we're just talking about what mates have done then, I can get in on that.
What's the worst thing you've seen then?
Worst thing I've seen done is we were drinking on top of the roof of a primary school and somebody needed to take a piss and just pissed down the air conditioning vent.
Oh, no.
So they would have just been the worst smell in this poor, like, I don't know, I think it was said it was like years 2 to 3 classroom.
Oh, good.
Just piss come Monday. So that's pretty bad.
It would have just turned into a fine mist that passed through.
Yeah. All the kids become sick, contracting diseases from inhaling this fucking urine.
Airborne urine disease.
And this dude did not look like the healthiest guy. That's the worst thing I've seen. Just piss off the side of the roof, bro.
That's pretty bad.
But, yeah.
I've got another one, another looping news.
That's how the real new does it. The real news goes to the next article, like, and I've got another one, guys. In Bosnia today.
Apparently, this woman in America was trying to look up photos on the boyfriend of the boy of her baby on the boyfriend's phone.
Yeah, you know,
just they're not married or anything.
Yeah.
But while scrolling through it, she found that the boyfriend has been cheating on her.
Unlucky.
Unlucky.
With her dog.
With a dog?
With a dog.
Yes.
Oh, what?
So there's pictures of him banging her dog.
Yes.
No.
He's doing a selfie of him doing the dog.
Oh, what? Jesus.
Was she seeing pictures of full penetration?
Yes.
That's so wrong. What type of dog was it?
It's like almost like a pit bull.
Even an ugly dog as well. If you're going to bang a dog, make it something nice.
Yeah, what's like a good dog to bang?
Like a lassie dog.
Yeah, lassie dog. Yeah. Beautiful
poodle.
Dog.
Poodle,
yeah. Maybe. One of those big poodles.
Yeah.
You want a toy poodle. You just destroy that.
No. He'd have to be like wrapped up with a condom. You wouldn't go bare in that.
Did he go bare?
Well,
nothing said.
Did he come inside of it? Or did he pull out?
Is there now a
on the dog's
is there
back?
Now a part dog, part human running around?
No.
See, that's what I wish the news did. There aren't the questions that we wanted to know. Like, was the dog ugly? And did he use a condom when banging the dog?
But now the dog's basically fearful of people.
Well, fair enough.
Yes.
Gee, I can't see how that would have happened.
Every time she pulls out like a cucumber, it just cowers.
What do you do with the dog? Can you give a dog therapy?
Or you just... No, they do have dog psychiatrists, yeah.
Yeah,
which is such a wank.
You can give them, like, anti-anxiety drugs as well.
Yeah.
No, can you?
Yeah.
Just pretty much stone them.
Just
pretty much,
make them high as a cat.
No. This basically brings up a question.
Would you fuck a dog?
No.
Yeah, I think I would.
Yeah. Depending on whether or not I was wearing a condom and the look of the dog.
Is the dog on the pill?
It's more of, would you check your partner's phone? Knowing there might be some...
No. Because if I'm doing that, I'm getting out of that relationship. If I can't trust them enough not to look at their phone. Like, if we're doing real talk here.
In her situation, her boyfriend...
Like, because she was right that he was like...
Yeah, but like I said, if you're in that situation that you feel that much distrust...
If you're questioning whether your partner is having sex with a dog, you're probably not in the right relationship, regardless of evidence or not.
Yeah.
You're like, this guy might be a dog fucker, but innocent until proved guilty.
Yeah.
Just get out.
I'd never check her phone, like go through and try and find shit.
No.
Well, because you're not going to be disappointed, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're not going to be like, oh, there's nothing there. Yeah! You're just going to be like, oh. You're almost going to be a little bit disappointed that you didn't find someone.
Well, that...
You feel bad yourself.
Yeah, I'm a shit person.
Yeah.
What am I doing?
Like, she'll have all these messages about the present she's going to get you and shit. You'll be like, oh, I've ruined that now.
Yeah.
I'm the worst guy ever.
I think that's it I have for my looping news. Yeah. Speaking about pleasuring themselves.
It's my segment, which is... Mass debate.
Right, that was such a good segue, by the way.
It was.
You just, he pitched you a perfect strike.
You dropped the ball, Lexus.
And you left it.
I see that ball slowly bouncing away.
I just tuned out. Option when bases were loaded.
And that was such a weak orgasm as well. Mass debate.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Can you orgasm more violently next time?
Yeah. I'm sitting around with four guys. It's hard to make like a great sound. All right, so I've got a couple of topics for you guys. We're going to do team masturbating. And the team will be you two lads, Querbs and Leroy, and then Steven and Fez together.
Yes.
Yeah, so pretty even, I think, over there.
Well, yeah.
Numerically, yeah. Still good stuff.
Yeah. I do have the Fez anchor.
So we'll do like a for and against type thing.
Okay.
The first one is child immunizations. So you always see in the news like religious couples don't immunize their children and the children straight up die. So
you're clearly saying which way you feel.
Go, yeah. No, I'm just throwing
you're
out
leading
what
the witness.
Alright, so you guys are going to be for immunizations.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah.
So you guys are going to be against them.
All right.
So what we'll do is like a minute
Leroy
for each team.
And myself, Lee, will be against.
Yeah.
For the punters behind this microphone.
Yeah.
And Stephen and Fez are for immunisation.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll start with the four group. You have a minute total together. Go.
All right. Do you like dead kids? Because if you don't like dead kids, immunise your damn kids. It doesn't cost that much, and it hardens them the fuck up. They should be getting an injection in the arm. It was up to me. We'd be pricking kids with more needles more often. Toughen them up. Make them real men. We just tag the team as Fez. Just jump.
Yeah. Well, not only that, though. When a kid gets immunized, he won't remember it.
Yeah.
Because he's just a fucking little kid.
Exactly. You better have that. Two or something.
Exactly. And that, when you're a kid, that's when you're like, you're weakest. As you're older, it's like, do it when they're young.
It is. It's like, Yeah, and get all the money out, because babies are expensive. But you may as well be laying out the dosh in one hit. Get all your money out of the way, bang all your immunizations out, and then you're set for life. Set up your retirement fund. Good for the parents, good for the kid. Kid doesn't have to worry about... He can go to Thailand
and
see
fucking
a ping pong
covered
show.
In spots and
exactly.
Whatnot. Fuck.
No malaria, see a ping pong show, kid's having the time of his life. Don't die.
There you go. All right, well done. So... For the rebuttal.
It is my
rebuttal.
Ready,
gay.
Interesting correlation. A lot more people are getting tattoos these days. Why is that? Because of the love of the needle. All right. When you give a child a needle, you're saying needles are fine. Go for them. You're going to see increased drug use. You're going to see more tattoos, which raises the risk of HIV and other infections.
They're going to stick things in their arm and become druggies. Why protect your kids from diseases when they're going to kill themselves because they love jabbing themselves? Hey?
I can't...
Hey?
Leroy, talk about the side effects. Have you recently checked the news? Apparently a girl got brain damage because of immunization. Now, would you want to have a kid that's suffering from brain damage and he spend millions of dollars just to take care of the kid? Just to make sure that she's fed, she's alright, and for the rest of your entire life till you retire, if you die, who's gonna take care of the kid?
Also, can I just add?
No, there's a time up.
Was that time up?
And yep, we can't rebut that shit.
Yeah.
All right, we're getting questions asked.
I'll give you like 30-second rebuttal.
30-second rebuttals. Yeah,
ready, set, go.
Okay, first of all, you're going on about whether or not they're getting brain damage. How often does that happen? Very rare cases. It's much more common to get malaria if you haven't been injected. Yeah. And tattoos, great. Horn them the fuck up.
No.
They're going to have a tougher world. You need tougher people out there.
So many sissies.
Have a spoon of cement. Fez, hit a
butt. Well, how many people, kids die like at birth from like back in the old days when they didn't have vaccines? Fucking millions died.
Exactly.
Brother.
I feel sorry for the girl, but it's one case.
That's one case.
Done.
Oh.
Alright. Good.
All interesting points.
He's
obviously, for the sake of just science, I do agree with it. But for the sake of winning a good argument, I disagree with it to the core. How are we going to develop as human beings?
Is this allowed?
I thought it was segment over. I don't know what you were talking about.
So there's a rebuttal.
Okay, they get 30 seconds, maybe now as well.
Okay. How, as human beings, are you going to develop if you constantly wipe out the challenges that we face? All right, think of the Darwin theory. Okay, the strongest and the fittest survive. We're going to be permanently kept at this pussy stage.
Oh, pussy.
That we're at. Yes, we are. We're weak as shit.
Well, I can't rebut. Don't ask me questions. But I don't have another round.
Okay, that's not a question. It's a statement. Everyone is just protected from all these super bugs and germs and stuff. Then who knows the possibilities that could become us when...
Yeah.
And,
good.
Yeah.
Wrap it up. Very good. Seeing as I'm the judge, I'll probably have to give it to the fours.
Yes!
Yeah.
That's it.
Of course.
Yes. Even though you guys raised some really good points.
Well, that was always going to happen.
Yeah.
I think when you've got a table of educated people who we all know... That you should.
Vaccinate
your children.
I want you to see
like
what you guys
trying to disprove
with.
Air.
Yeah. People shouldn't breathe anymore.
All right, I've got one more topic. So this guy, this time, you guys would be the against.
Yeah.
And you guys would be the four.
Yeah.
So
Leroy.
It's not his shit.
And Lee.
To be four.
Four.
No, it's a good one. It is. Was 9/11 real or a hoax? So okay. You guys are going to be saying it's a hoax.
Yes.
And you guys are going to be saying it was real.
Okay.
So last time the four guys started off. So Leroy.
See what that's all right.
Yeah. You see. Ready. Go.
I've fucking been there. I've been to New York. There's no buildings anymore.
Wait.
I know what you meant.
Yeah, I do. Wasn't it?
Yeah. All right. I just thought you were a massive terrorist.
Was it a hoax? Was it a conspiracy theory? No. A bit intense to really sacrifice 3,000 people of your own country.
The government, bros. Yeah.
you're the adjudicator. Oh, this is a fucking hoax. This
I think Fez paid Lexus before this.
Yeah, he must have.
You go,
the fact that we've got video proof from last time of Bin Laden that states that he was involved in 9/11. So...
And people saw the plane go in, and like, if it's a hoax, that's more intelligent than the actual attack itself. To purposely put bombs in the building that explode at just the right time to crumble it down and have no one notice who worked. Wouldn't you think that the person working in 9/11 looks around and
time? Time keep that shit.
Gosh.
wrap it up.
Just because I jumped in.
How am I supposed to create gold in a minute? Rome wasn't built in a day.
I'll start first.
No, you start first.
Conspiracy. Well. You want to start? You go if you want, bro.
Well done. Ready?
Wasn't well, well done.
Well, first, Osama bin Laden trained by the CIA to fight the Russians in Afghanistan. So why wouldn't he lie like for the like, secret services and... You know, claim that it, okay. You know it,
he did take it.
Great point. No, great point. Yeah. And even if he was a terrorist, of course you take credit for it. That's what you do.
Shit,
you. Some guy was like, "Well, did you do this thing?"
That's like, it's like street cred, like terrorist cred. Like that's what they do.
And have you seen the way the columns collapsed? Like perfect 45 degrees. It looked like they were pre-cut, and the way it collapsed, was almost like a demolition. It wasn't like it blew up, and nothing around it was damaged. It just perfectly collapsed, like a set demolition.
Yeah.
Cut
columns. It wasn't like the plane like hit it and it just went that way. It just hit it and it just fucking collapsed vertically.
Yeah,
down.
It took a while. Took a while. Explain that. Explain that in your next section.
Yeah, explain it.
Oh, wait, we got more things to say first?
You got 4 seconds.
We don't even need that. Yeah,
fuck it. Have the 4 seconds, guys.
Don't give them the 4 seconds.
There's no way.
Right. Go.
So they only got 30 this time, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, an office building full of 1,000 people working there, there is no way that they wouldn't notice a whole bunch of people just come in one day and start placing and sawing things. They're like, what are you doing to the wall? Nothing, just maintenance. Why are you putting a bomb there? Just maintenance. Of course it wasn't. Lex is...
Why would you risk so many civilians' lives at stake?
That's time. Why would you risk so many civilians' lives? Yeah, okay. Do we get ours?
Yep. And the final counter argument.
Marky Mark. He said he was going to be there, but then he changed his mind on the day to go to the Twin Towers.
Wait, is Mark Wahlberg argument here?
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg. That means that they must have made up the numbers. There weren't really many people in the building at the time.
Okay, let's not discount the number of people that died. That's all a right, horrible yeah. thing to say first.
Sorry, I'm just talking shit. I can't.
That sentence was a demolition job.
Yeah. All right.
You can set up and slice columns without people knowing about it.
How?
Easily. Were
they working there every day?
Done. Jesus. I really liked your passion. I was going to give it to you until your disgraceful comment about Marky Mark.
Yeah. So, I feel like we shouldn't win it now because of that.
Yeah. I was like, oh, these guys got so much passion and heart behind it. So I'm going to give it to Team Pro over here, personally, right? Well done.
Team No Passion.
You lost it.
Team Sensible.
Ooh, I fucked it up.
But of course, I don't think it was a
If we're talking real talk. Yeah.
I don't believe that shit.
Yeah.
By my friend, Lee.
Oh, good segue to my Memento. Never seen the movie Memento, but it is a movie. And I thought, there's a lot of biopics coming out at the moment, there always have been.
Yeah.
And instead of deciding what actors would play us in our biopics, what member of Good Friends and Fez would play you in a biopic, and why?
You're strong, guys.
That's why it's Memento. It's a head fuck. It's supposed to be difficult.
Well, it's difficult for listeners to listen to.
So you got to partner up then, I guess, who does what and suggest.
Well, no, I'll just go around in a circle. So, the biopic is Leroy, the movie.
Yeah.
Steven.
Jeez.
What would the biopic be called?
Okay.
And what Good Friends and Fez member would play Leroy?
The movie would be called...
Yellow Fever.
Well, can't use that now.
Yeah, you can say that, you racist prick. No, it would be called... The Whipped Life. And who would play that from here? Well, I guess... Out of the possible options we have... Lexus is the one getting engaged here, so he's the closest to getting locked down like the old Fez is. I mean, the Leroy. The segment's so confusing. So I guess
Yeah, I guess Lexus would play Leroy, I reckon. So the
movie's like about Leroy later in life.
It's Leroy later in life just not being able to do anything. Anything fun. And his wife pretty much going out and having a great old time and like having these debaucherous events with like orgies with all these different guys.
Think the Wolf of Wall Street, but just footage of Leroy. Leroy played by Lexus.
Yeah, Leroy gets the Instagrams of her out having a great time while he's doing the washing.
I reckon I could do that.
And you would be the really you'd well. Be the sad guy at home.
Yeah,
just like,
sad guy. Just
would you put on an Asian accent?
Yeah. Oh, she said she'd come home at 10. Yeah. 11:30.
Exactly that. It's like, I thought my life would be all yellow fever. So Lexus would be my pick.
Nice one. All right. Now, Fez.
Such a strange segment.
Steven's biopic. What's it called and who plays Steven?
Who would play Steven?
What's it called first?
Oh, what's it called? The James Experience.
Okay. So you've taken my last name and added experience.
Pretty much.
That's why we pay you the big bucks, Fez.
And who would play Steven? I'd probably say Lee.
Lee would play me?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Why?
Yeah.
Because... Oh, I've noticed just based on the show, you guys seem the most similar in terms of the way you kind of lead in and your, you know, comedy. And
okay, yeah. So because we're similar in a podcast, you would play my wife.
Similar in real life. And what angle are you taking?
Yeah, what's my movie about? Can he please not write my story?
No, he will.
Whenever I die...
It'll be a silent film.
Pretty much from your time at when, you know, your casual job to right now.
That makes no sense whatsoever.
I did want to say, like, from your time at...
You don't say my job, but...
Well, just me get fired from a place we used to work at.
Yeah. Like... Me being a night filler to an engineer.
Yeah.
Is that what my movie... Who's paying to see that movie? Well, that's the worst experience of all time.
I love the James experience. One star.
That's it.
That's it.
Thanks, man. Just for those listeners out there, my life is slightly more interesting than he made out. Marginally.
Just angry scenes about popcorn. Yeah. That's it.
I just don't want people to send me, like, are you okay messages.
Inbox me, honey. I care. Yeah.
Smile. Oh, dude, that's the worst. Let's not get into that.
Though. Yeah. All right. So, Lexus. The biopic is Fez's biopic.
Fez's biopic.
And who's playing Fez? And what's it called? And what angle?
Yeah.
Tell me.
The name is going to be called A Beautiful Retard.
That's good.
It's like a really sad and depressing film about, like, it starts off kind of like the day in, day outs of Fez and like him just basically not interacting with people, and it's really dark and gloomy and stuff.
And it never gets better.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know what happens in the film. I think
would it even go to the cinema or go straight to DVD?
Oh, just straight, probably even straight to TV release.
It'll be a midday movie.
Comes out on beta tape. Nobody can buy it.
It's like a look into the day-to-day life of someone who doesn't really do anything, and you come out of it and you feel just like devastated inside. Like, man, I need to do something with my life. That's how shit I feel.
And who will play Fez?
Our man Lee Querman over here. Oh,
why? Why?
I like to think of myself as not Fez.
Well, that's right. You're like the complete polar opposite of it. So I think it'd be like awesome to see you so outgoing, like full of life, just in this really downtrodden role where...
In the hardest role he's played yet.
He's getting an Academy Award for it.
Yeah. It's like so different for what you know. People would be like, oh, I can't wait to see the comedian Lee Quirks. This would be great.
Yeah.
And it's just you. Just
kind of like when Jim Carrey did the movie
and...
number 23. Everyone's like, what? He's such a loopy character. It's a serious movie.
Good movie.
And that'd be a way for you to branch out as well.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Explore different avenues.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. You're thinking about my career. This is quite good. Really, it's good for me. Shit for you, Fez. Yeah. Everyone will find out about your shitty existence.
That was good.
That was good. Harsh.
not really. This show's called Good Friends and Toast.
True that. Alright, now we do...
How about you? Don't you have to do something?
Well, we did. Well, Lexus hasn't had it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, Leroy, you're doing Lexus's biopic. What's it called and who plays Lexus?
Well, given the fact he likes to do what... You did tech, you're black belt in Taekwondo, aren't you?
Yeah.
Double down, I believe, actually.
That's correct.
Just giving him props right there. It's my man.
And they go, Taekwondo Kid, the Aussie version, the Aussie rendition.
Is there a non-Australian version of Taekwondo Kid?
No, probably not.
Cool. Keep going.
Sounds all right.
So basically, it's a show of struggles to the triumph of a Taekwondo Kid.
Yep.
You know, working out from the bottom where he was bullied. Mistreated.
He would have been bullied and mistreated as well.
And eventually he found a passion in Taekwondo.
Yeah. I like it so far.
And go, you know, and get really serious into it until one point he got so addicted into it and starts harming people.
Ah.
You're pretty much describing the Karate Kid.
So I'm saying
pretty much describing my life. So
I put Steven and someone would fill that role.
Why?
Just because.
Because he's violent.
Is it Irish?
You got the Taekwondo Kid, the beautiful Rita, the James experience.
So I'm playing.
The Whip's Life? Was it all the Whip's
Life? The Whip Life.
The Whip Life. Welcome to the Whip Life.
Brilliant.
No, I reckon I could play that real well, by the way.
I don't think so.
Just this kid, sad shit, and starts punching people in the face.
Have you done one yet, Stephen?
Yeah.
I did Leroy. It's just Quirks left.
Yeah. Well, there's odd numbers, so someone will just have to do
something twice.
Yeah, do it twice.
No, my life's been done by Fez, remember? It's easily forgettable.
Everyone's life has been done here, bar mine.
Yeah.
So, Quirks,
yeah.
You do yourself.
I do myself. No!
Do yourself.
Do someone else.
Do yourself. Do yourself.
Okay. And be cool to play your role.
But that's not fun, because then I'll just pump it up and be some awesome shit up movie. It's a comedy podcast. You're supposed to rip on each other.
Let's do someone who's not here.
Okay, yeah, do Tyson. You do Tyson.
I do Tyson?
Yeah, do Tyson's life. And who would play it?
Okay.
And then Fez can do yours, because if I had to endure that, you should too.
All right. Tyson's biopic is called From Hair to Eternity.
Okay.
And it just is a timeline of his ridiculous haircuts he's had. And,
that's all it is.
No, that's all it is.
Pictures.
It's a slow thing.
It's even the music.
It just has a piano background.
Jurassic Park for some reason.
Yeah, Jurassic Park. So yeah, it's just, and it goes. It's like one of those really low budget ones where it's all just filmed on like a hand camcorder, and it's just like over years, just him.
That's great. I love
talking
that.
About his hair and why he did it and whatnot. From Hair to Eternity.
That's amazing. It's documentary then.
Oh, it is documentary. So kind of think of I'm Not Here by, what's his name? Jacqueline Phoenix?
Yeah.
So that kind of stuff.
Joaquin Phoenix, whatever his
name is. Yeah, he wants to be known as the respectable person that Tyson is, but he's got a silly haircut. So
who would play Tyson?
Who would play Tyson? Well, just say, looking at all your hair, because you need a fair bit, so the most... I think Fez would play Tyson.
Yeah.
Because you got like a bit of hair on the top there that you could kind of fathom into Tyson's.
Yeah. Usually it's quite outrageous as well. He's often in rocking the Sideshow Bob look.
Yeah. That's it. You wouldn't say anything though. You'd just be there for the hair shot because you're a terrible actor.
Yeah.
But considering that it's From Hair to Eternity, you play a fairly large role. Well, your head plays a fairly large... The top of your head plays a fairly large
upper half of your role. Forehead.
Yeah.
Perfect.
You'd fit the role perfectly then. All right, and wrap this out. Do Quirksy.
I was thinking we all take a piece. Something's a name, something's storyline. Someone chooses who does who.
Fine, you just say the name.
All right. It's called Sai.
I'll do Krebs' name then. I'll call it
Well, if I call it the name, though, I feel like I should say what it's about. Anyway, I'll just say the name, somebody else can take it. I'm just going to call it Drunken Laughter.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So who's going to take the story?
Well, I just think it's basically similar to what you see in a Hangover. Every day he drinks, and next thing you know, he has to piece everything together what he's done the day before. I was like, oh shit. Things happened to him, and he has to find out, oh, what did he agree to?
This is a documentary, or?
Every day? You don't report a single day. I drug every day.
I have no idea how I got here. I don't even know what we're doing, and I'm going to piece it tomorrow.
That's not too bad, and sadly accurate. All right, Lexus, you do it because Fez is shit. Who do you think would be the person?
Who would be the person for that? Well, yeah, I'll just say Leroy on that one.
So the biopic about the whipped man is playing the dude who just gets drunk and parties all the time.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Talk about challenging
wouldn't
roles.
Wouldn't you love to see Leroy just wake up and be like, oh, dude, what did I do last night?
The dishwasher hasn't been stacked.
No, yes.
A mental one.
I agree with Lexi. If I had to pick someone that I'd most like to see do that role, it would be Leroy.
Yeah. That would be great.
All right, Fez, you were rubbish, but at least you can take us out.
All right, so that's episode done. And also, let us know what you think of the new intro, and we'll see you next fortnight.
Oh yeah, Facebook.com/goodfriendsandfairs, Twitter.com/goodfriendsletterandfairs. Peace.
Yo, ciao.
See ya.
See ya.